Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, writing most recently at Real Clear Defense about fortifying America's infrastructure. You will recall that there is a general understanding that our adversaries will not stop with counterforce. They will look for countervalue. That's old Cold War talk for hitting civilian infrastructure. Henry is calling for a reexamination of the Pentagon's preparation for that scale of conflict. Henry, a very good evening to you. Your piece about fortifying America is especially timely, given the concerns of the Trump administration that fortifying just the Western Hemisphere will require a great deal of research and commitment with kinetic warfare. You, however, are calling for fortifying the structure that would make life impossible without it. It comes to me that we're talking on the internet. That's gone. But what else needs to be done? Recalling that for some years you've identified Zaporizhia as an example of future war, making war on nuclear reactors as part of the landscape. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Good to be on your show. I think the war that Putin has waged against Ukraine has quietly spilled out into the European Union. He's been cutting cables. He's been jamming GPS signals for airports and airplanes in flight. He's been overflying drones over reactors in Germany. There's been efforts to lock up the files of hospitals, making surgeries impossible. He's been engaging in fires of shopping centers in Poland, train derailments in Finland and Norway and Sweden. This has been going on. It's now being talked about. It is the future face of war, and it will be coming, and arguably has begun to come, even to the United States. Taiwan, on the other side of the world, is suffering similar kinds of assaults from China. Things get broken in the telecommunications realm in particular due to perfidious activity by the Chinese Communist Party. So are we ready? The short answer, if we want to fortify America, is no, we're not. And we're not organizationally, we're not logistically, and we're not from a planning standpoint.
The first time you meet the enemy, you tear up the plan, but planning is necessary. So we come to Henry's list of parts of the government that apparently there's no coordination at this moment. You name the Federal Aviation Administration, the Homeland Security Department, the Department of War, used to be called DOD, the Department of Transportation, and the intelligence community. Is there a leader there you would nominate, Henry?
Yeah. Secretary of War or Secretary of Defense, take your pick. The Pentagon. Why? In the end, things may need to be shot at. Things may need the Army Corps of Engineers to harden and proliferate. This is not a job for planners, intelligence collectors, or policymakers. You need practical construction and active and passive defense experts to work this. Similarly, in the cyber field, I think the intelligence community has probably seized too much control over these matters. And I would defer to the sensibilities of the Pentagon on that one as well. Now, does the Pentagon want to do this? I'm skeptical. They say they want to do homeland security, but their idea of homeland security right now doesn't go to talking about this. It needs to.
I want to go to the nuclear power plants that we have in this country and that there's ambition to build many more. Your information, public information, is the Pentagon addressing this matter, given the example of Zaporizhia in Ukraine?
Not publicly, for certain, and I therefore am skeptical that it amounts to very much privately. There are classifications that were created for the utility system to keep any discussion and planning, and there is some, and I would go further. You know, people who do it think that they're doing a good job, and perhaps they are, but they keep all of this under wraps. That's a fatal flaw. Why? These are public utilities. The public needs to know what the dangers are and what they should be expected to do if these things are attacked. You can't talk about it. You can't do that. And it seems to me that if we're serious about homeland security, we have to be a little more open with the public, not tell them everything, but a lot more than we are about what these vulnerabilities to gas lines, to telecom lines, to navigational satellite signals, all the things that Russia or China could and are prepared to play around with and that in a crisis here in the lower 48, Alaska and Hawaii. We have not talked to the public about any of this. And I'd say without that, none of the planning that we're doing is going to amount to very much in a crisis.
Within these last hours, an emergency meeting of European Union leadership in Copenhagen, attended by major figures such as the Prime Minister of Britain and the President of France, Mr. Macron. The concern is a drone wall. That has been the metaphor used all week for allegations that the Russians are probing communication systems and the Copenhagen airport with drones that interfere with commerce and threaten the countries. Is there anything like that under discussion in Washington, to your knowledge, a drone wall?
Not a drone wall. I mean, I don't even know to what extent the Golden Dome's mission and contracting will address this, because that's under too much secrecy and wraps. But it's certainly being talked about. I don't doubt that. But again, privately, secretly. It has to shift gears. And the reason why is we had an enormous series of swarms of drone flights last winter. And both President Biden and President Trump went into explaining that away. And they explained it away. I think Biden's guy who was in charge of Homeland Security said, oh, it's hobbyists. And then the president said, oh, it was a series of experiments by the FAA that, you know, Biden didn't tell us about. Well, that's interesting, because the head of North Command during that period went on 60 Minutes twice saying, no, it was a serious disturbance. I don't know where they came from. I don't think that was hobbyist. And we got a problem. We need to listen to him. We need to talk more about this.
More. The concern often voiced by yourself is that the power plants can be secured, but the transmission lines, the grid, how do we secure a grid that is hundreds of thousands of miles and connects cities to the internet? That's communications in the event of war.
There are limits. However, you identify bases, ports, important nodes, and you try to set up an alternative set of transformers that maybe you hide by burying them and proliferating dummies of, so that if they can't draw electricity from the major grid, they can work in a self-contained or island grid around their node that needs to continue to function. We can do this. Other countries in Europe are doing it. We need to get on with it. This costs some money. We're going to have to figure out who pays. It could be the utility to some extent. It could be that this is a smart way to spend money that's federal. There's a federal argument for it. It's the common defense. Let's get on with that discussion. We have not publicly begun it. We need to.
You identify Congress also as not clear that they're engaged in these matters. There are too many committees for all those departments. What do you want Congress to look like, Henry, that would be adequate?
Well, if the president has come out in favor of orienting the Pentagon to homeland security, it seems to me there should be a subcommittee of the Armed Services Committees on Appropriation and Authorization called the Homeland Security Committee. And I think it might be smart to begin to wind down the Homeland Security Committees beyond just funding the Department of Homeland Security. They have been given an open remit on the entire portfolio. That needs to be truncated, and there needs to be more emphasis placed on the Pentagon.
We're not talking about nuclear weapons, correct, Henry? We're talking about non-nuclear kinetic activity by an adversary. So,
we're talking about that. We're also talking about cyber. The Chinese and Russians have, used cyber against us already. We have examples, and they're preparing to do more. That's the import of the Typhoon series of cyber efforts by the Chinese. The Colonial Pipeline is controversial. People say, well, we haven't identified it to absolutely be Russian, but it looks like they had groups in Russia pose that attack. That shut down a major gasoline backbone on the East Coast for a week or so.
I recommend Fortifying America. Is the Pentagon Ready? By Henry Sikorsky and Real Clear Defense. We're going to turn to nuclear weapons now. We're going to the Gulf and a handshake between the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and the Prime Minister of Pakistan in these last days. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.